Part 2. Anticipated Large Chapter 11 Filings. Now let's turn to the topic of large Chapter 11 filings troubled company reporter editors anticipate in the near term. Carlo Fernandez identified three companies that may be close to filing for bankruptcy. These are MDU Communications, Maxcom Telecommunications, and Dynasil Corp. Telecommunications provider MDU Communications International Inc. said in a regulatory filing that its cash resources will be depleted by September 30th. The Totowa, New Jersey-based company hasn't talked about a potential bankruptcy filing. It said instead that it's exploring, quote, large asset sales or a merger. The company's revolving credit lender extended maturity of the facility to December 31st from June 30th, with the possibility of an extension to March 31st. The company's balance sheet at March 31, 2013, showed $18.04 million in total assets against $32.14 million in total liabilities. Maxcom Telecommunications SAB began soliciting votes on a prepackaged Chapter 11 reorganization plan that contemplates the infusion of $45 million in new capital to the Mexico City-based telecommunications provider. Ventura Capital Provida S.A. has agreed to make a capital contribution of U.S. $45 million and conduct a tender offer to acquire for cash at a price equal to peso $2.90, 2 pesos and 90 cents. The recapitalization will be completed through approval of a reorganization plan in a U.S. bankruptcy court. Under the plan, all creditors will be paid in full, other than holders of $200 million in 11% first lien notes due 2014. Holders will receive new notes for the full principal amount, bearing interest initially at 6% and rising to 8% before maturity in 2020. The reorganization has support from holders of $84 million of the 11% notes, Ventura, and some shareholders. In June 2013, Maxcom didn't make an $11 million interest payment on the notes. At the time, the company said it would use the 30-day grace period to negotiate a restructuring to be carried out through a Chapter 11 filing in the U.S. Dynasil Corporation of America said at the end of May that it is not in compliance with its financial covenants under its loan agreements with its lenders, and the company is in payment default with its subordinated lender. The company's lenders may exercise one or more of their available remedies, including the right to require the immediate repayment of all outstanding indebtedness. As of March 31, 2013, the company had approximately $8 million of secured indebtedness with Sovereign Bank N.A. and $3 million of indebtedness with Massachusetts Capital Resource Company. As of March 31, 2013, December 31, 2012, and September 30, 2012, the company is in violation of certain financial covenants contained in each of the loan agreements that require it to maintain certain ratios of earnings before interest, taxes, depreciation, and amortization to fixed charges and to total senior debt. Additionally, although the company continues to be current with all principal and interest payments with Sovereign Bank as of March 31, 2013, the company was delinquent on 2 months of interest payments on the company's $3 million note from Massachusetts Capital Resource Company. The company said in a regulatory filing, quote, "If our lenders were to accelerate our debt payments, our assets may not be sufficient to fully repay the debt, and we may not be able to obtain capital from other sources at favorable terms or at all. If additional funding is required, this funding may not be available on favorable terms, if at all, or without potentially very substantial dilution to our stockholders. If we do not raise the necessary funds, we may need to curtail or cease our operations, sell certain assets, and/or file for bankruptcy, which would have a material adverse effect on our financial condition and results of operation," according to the company's quarterly report for the period ended March 31, 2013. Watertown, Massachusetts-based Dynasil develops and manufactures detection and analysis technology, precision instruments, and optical components for the homeland security, medical, and industrial markets. The company's balance sheet at March 31, 2013 showed $28.27 million in total assets against $17.07 million in total liabilities. In addition to the challenged companies mentioned in Mr. Fernandez's report, the troubled company reporter provides ongoing reporting about more than 3,000 companies experiencing financial distress or restructuring their balance sheets in a judicial proceeding. Stay tuned to learn more about obtaining a trial subscription to the TCR at no cost or obligation. That concludes Part 2 of the report. The report continues in Part 3.